Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone else does it, so why not us? It's now time for the Wide Nine Omaha Four Downs Around the League Blitz.
I won the toss backstage and deferred, so Gator's up first.
I was going to say, it's like overtime. Here we go, Gator, sorry. But don't worry, Doug, you will get equal possession in this overtime.
I demand it.
All right. After 1 year without Drew Brees, the Saints head coach, Sean Payton, has decided to walk away. He doesn't say completely retire. He won't rule out a TV job or even coaching again. But when and if he comes back, Gator, what team do you think Sean Payton will coach in the NFL?
That's a great question. It's funny because my initial thought was this will be a short-lived retirement and he'll coach the Jaguars. At least if I was any owner in the league, that's what I'd probably want to do, is hire Sean Payton. But if he's going to take some time off, it's not going to be Jacksonville. I think he's going to want to come back to work with a younger quarterback. That being said, I think he'll end up coaching the New York Jets. I don't think Salah's going to work out there. He's going to want to work with one of the young quarterbacks, and there you have Zach Wilson.
Bold. Like it.
Try to be.
So, because he's under contract through 2024, any team that wants him prior to then has to give up compensation. I think that immediately eliminates some teams, but the one team and the one owner that I think would absolutely do it is Dallas and Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, right.
And so Jerry Jones, if I had to pick a team right now, I'd pick Dallas and Jerry Jones, and I expect it to be that announcement to come out by a week from Friday.
Doug, I completely agree with you. Gator, cue up the Jerry Jones accent, because he's a guy who's willing to sell the farm for anything, and if he wants Sean Payton, he'll go get him.
Yeah. I've always wanted a Payton.
Another football question.
All right, Colts owner is at it again. He's very vocal. Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay was on Twitter this week, and he wrote this out, and he tweeted this word for word. It's clear as day in the final eight NFL team playoffs. You need a quarterback and an offense who can score 30 or more in regulation and a defense who can hold an opponent under 30. Was he taking a shot at his own quarterback, Carson Wentz? And will Wentz be the quarterback of the Colts next year? If not, who?
I'm not sure if it's a shot or not. It's an interesting thing to say, and he's just a guy who likes to talk and likes to hear his own voice. But with all the big-name quarterbacks being rumored to be on the move, could I see the Colts going out and getting one? Yeah. Who could that be? I'll just say Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson could be a guy that could go to Indianapolis and make things happen there.
I mean, with guy in the future telling us yesterday that the Lions wouldn't win a Super Bowl for the next 30 years, and I said, okay, go Colts. I'd love that move. Here's the problem is that, first of all, I don't think you talk that way openly if you're committed to your quarterback. So I do think it's a shot at Carson Wentz. But they don't have a first-round pick. So who can they draft that's ready to go next year? I mean, they might find somebody at 47. Plus, trading for Russell Wilson, they don't have a first-round pick to give up. Can they give up futures or put together a package? I suppose they could. They do have cap space, but the free agent market of quarterbacks is led by Jameis Winston, who I'm not a believer in. I mean, it's just not a great class, so I'd have to look at somebody that might be a cut candidate. So I'll go ahead and call it. Jimmy Garoppolo gets cut by San Francisco and signed by the Colts.
Wow. I do think it's a shot at the quarterback, but I don't think they have the resources to get anyone, so I think Wentz will be their quarterback next year. Sorry, Jim.
More football questions.
All right, we just witnessed one of the greatest NFL games in the history of the league last week. In my opinion, it was, but debatable. Chiefs versus Bills, right? Chiefs beat the Bills in a game that seems like no one wanted to end. It's the second year in a row that Mahomes has sent Allen home from the playoffs. Will Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen be better than Brady versus Manning?
No. And it's because I just don't think they're going to play enough. Like, it's cool, but are they actually going to play enough? It looks like they're on a collision course every year.
Well, they played already the last 2 years, and
I know,
they've only
I know.
Been in the league. How long?
That rivalry, they played, Manning and Brady played each other 17 times. And I just think the odds of them playing that much aren't great. But these first two games have been great. If they can keep it up and play that many times, yeah, it'll be as good, if not better. But I just don't think, I think you can't count on them being around and being playing each other in the postseason that many times.
Yeah, I'm going to say it'll be better. It'll be better because both players, look, nothing against Manning and Brady. Those are two of the GOATs, and one of them is the GOAT. But you're talking about both quarterbacks in Allen and Mahomes that are infinitely more exciting to watch than both Brady and Manning. When you watch Brady and Manning, you're just like amazed at the precision, and they just get the job done, and there it is. When you watch Mahomes, you're amazed at each individual play. When you watch Josh Allen, you're just amazed at, my God, this guy is making things happen because he's got the mentality of a running back when he takes off and runs with the football. I think they're more exciting, and I think that, yeah, we're going to see him plenty of times, and we'll eventually look at this next 10-year era as this era of football between those two quarterbacks.
Gator, I'm going to agree with you, and it's because the individual quarterbacks. Now, of course, you're going to need the team around you, but as far as individually, the excitement of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, more exciting than the style of play of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. This is an early call, of course, but I'm going to go there with you. It was so damn good last weekend. I hope we see it more. And by the way, Doug, the NFL will schedule these two teams to play each other during the regular season because they know what kind of ratings they would bring in. Hopefully they do meet in the playoffs.
Can they do that?
During the regular season?
Isn't it all formatted?
No, there's always the other random games or whatever. Why do you think that Manning and Brady played each other so much?
Well, back then it was all formatted. I think it was just, I mean, they played five times in the playoffs. But anyway,
they've already played two times in the playoffs, these two.
I know.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Football questions.
All right, speaking of quarterback play, we saw some great quarterback play this year and in the playoffs. Young quarterbacks. What young quarterback that has not won a Super Bowl yet are you personally most excited to see as their career progresses?
Well, I know people are thinking I'm going to go with the shower pick and say Zach Wilson, but that's not it. If you've listened to me at all in the last couple of years, you know I'm a monster Joe Burrow fan. It's Joe Burrow. And he's got a chance to get there, this year. So I just love watching him play. Slings the ball over the place. He's incredibly accurate when he throws the ball deep. He's got a connection already with his number one receiver that they just carry on from college. I love Joe Burrow.
My flag was planted a year ago with a young quarterback that was my second favorite coming out of the draft. And the reason is we knew the Lions weren't going to get Trevor Lawrence. So I'm a Mac Jones guy. And he took a team to the playoffs as a rookie. And I don't think it's a particularly great team. I'm fascinated to see what Belichick can do with Mac Jones. So I'm going to watch him build a winner around him. And that's the career arc I'm most intrigued by is Mac Jones.
Guys, I love both those quarterbacks you brought up. But my guy is going to be Justin Herbert. He is so exciting to me. The guy's a gamer. I think he didn't make the playoffs just because of his coach's decision. He should have been one of those young quarterbacks in the playoffs this year. Cannot wait to see what Herbert does with the Chargers.
I have a fever, and the only cure is more football questions.
All right, I saw a mock draft this week that had Kayvon Thibodeau dropped to number 8. This is way early, guys, but give me a player who's going to unexpectedly drop in the draft and maybe even out of the first round.
Okay, this isn't a personal shot. It's just, I think, kind of a fact, but as we get closer and closer to the draft, I think David Ajabo is kind of a one-trick pony. Right now, he's so early in his career, he could develop into the best lineman in the NFL, the best defensive end. I'll give you an example. He's not a three-down defensive end. They played a run-heavy team in Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Iowa had 71 snaps. David Ajabo was on the field for 32 of those 71 snaps. Aiden Hutchinson, I think, was 65. Now, obviously, people think of Hutchinson as a better player than Ajabo. And being a great pass rusher will get you to be a first-round pick. It just feels like these projections have him too high for a guy that isn't a three-down defensive end. Yet. I think he will be, but not yet.
Doug, eyes on your own paper. And no, this is not any personal attack on David Ojabo. I think he is going to be a tremendous talent in the league. But for everything you just said, he is so raw. They have just scratched the surface of what he is. And right now, what he isn't is a three-down defensive lineman. So because of that, because he is such a specialist, I've seen every mock draft right now basically has him in the top 10. And I scratch my head every time I see that. I think he was a beneficiary of having Hutchinson on the other side, but I also think he's great or and will be great. That being said, I don't risk a top 10 pick on a guy who I think when you really only see one skill at this point.
Guys, I'm going with Jameson Williams. This is strictly injury related. He had only one good year in college. ACL the very last game of the year, basically. I think he could fall out of the first round. It's way early, but this is my call. Jameson Williams drops.
And there it is. Another edition of the Wide Night Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy. Any of those topics you want to carry over and answer for yourself? 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.